Hello and welcome to Earth Church Radio. I'm Reverend Billy, and, you know, we have a 50 by 60 foot space in the East Village in New York, the Earth Church, and that's where Reverend Billy and the Stop Shopping Choir hold forth on Sundays at 5 p.m., but all week long, we invite migrating newcomers. We call them the newest New Yorkers. We invite them in, and they are not a them. They are not a they. They are us, and our being living with them in our space. Now, for the last 8 weeks, it's been a revelation. It's been a discovery of something we call radical kindness. It's a gift economy. They give to us so much. And we try to arrange food and shelter. It's not the deal. Donald Trump is wrong. It's not the deal. It's the direct kindness that is unconditional. It's the absence of a deal. It's the absence of a sale. The absence of a product or a religion or a military escapade. It is the presence of the natural world. It is something our body gives us. The vibration, the warmth of that contact, that honesty, that sincerity, that love. Let's call it love. And doing it all week long with these young men, mostly from West Africa, from Guinea, Senegal, Ghana, Mauritania. Just, it is how to go. It is the way to be. It is, we can walk into the greatest problem, the vibrating hate between right and left. We call them culture wars. Radical kindness beats the culture wars. That's our bumper sticker for the week. Radical kindness beats the culture wars. And, oh, that's the way to be a part of the natural world. We can scale up. Oh, this is small. This is 100 people a day. It's a little laboratory of love. But we can scale up. We are convinced this is the new way to live. Oh, but it's an ancient idea. It's just we forgot about it for a while. Be with us now. For the next half hour, let's explore the possibilities, the power, the glory of radical kindness. Somebody give me an earth hallelujah.
I don't feel as though I can offer any insights into the crisis itself. But over the course of that month, I must have spoken to over 200 people, and I feel I can offer an insight into them. The more people I spoke to, the more I realized that they all had one thing in common. They were all kind. In the face of horrendous circumstances, all of them, refugees and volunteers, lifeguards and policemen, Syrians and Afghans, locals and foreigners, children and parents and grandparents, they all retained this ridiculous desire to be nice to each other. That gave me tremendous hope for this crisis. An ex-girlfriend of mine was a big fan of Kurt Vonnegut, and I was frequently reminded of his words in Greece. Hello, babies. Welcome to Earth. It's hot in the summer and cold in the winter. It's round and wet and crowded. On the outside, babies, you've got 100 years here. There's only one rule that I know of, babies. God damn it, you've got to be kind.
Billy Pilgrim could not sleep on his daughter's wedding night. He was 44. The wedding had taken place that afternoon in a gaily striped tent in Billy's backyard. The stripes were orange and black. Billy padded downstairs on his blue and ivory feet. He went into the kitchen where the moonlight called his attention to a half bottle of champagne on the kitchen table, all that was left from the reception in the tent. Somebody had stoppered it again. Drink me, it seemed to say. So Billy uncorked it with his thumbs, didn't make a pop. The champagne was dead. So it goes. Billy looked at the clock on the gas stove. He had an hour to kill before the saucer came. He went into the living room, swinging the bottle like a dinner bell, turned on the television. He came slightly unstuck in time, saw the late movie backwards, then forwards again. It was a movie about American bombers in the Second World War and the gallant men who flew them. Seen backwards by Billy, the story went like this. American planes, full of holes and wounded men and corpses, took off backwards from an airfield in England. Over France, a few German fighter planes flew at them backwards, sucked bullets and shell fragments from some of the planes and crewmen. They did the same for wrecked American bombers on the ground, and those planes flew up backwards to join the formation. The formation flew backwards over a German city that was in flames. The bombers opened their bomb bay doors, exerted a miraculous magnetism which shrunk the fires, gathered them into cylindrical steel containers, and lifted the containers into the bellies of the planes. The containers were stored neatly in racks. The German below had miraculous devices of their own, which were long steel tubes. They used them to suck more fragments from the crewmen and planes. But there were still a few wounded Americans, and some of the bombers were in bad repair. Over France, though, German fighter planes came up again, made everything and everybody as good as new. When the bombers got back to their base, the steel cylinders were taken from the racks and shipped back to the United States of America, where factories were operating night and day, dismantling the cylinders, separating the dangerous contents into minerals. Touchingly, it was mainly women who did this work. The minerals were then shipped to specialists in remote areas. It was their business to put them into the ground to hide them cleverly, so they would never hurt anybody ever again. American flyers turned in their uniforms, became high school kids, and Hitler turned into a baby, Billy Pilgrim supposed. That wasn't in the movie. Billy was extrapolating. Everybody turned into a baby, and all humanity, without exception, conspired biologically to produce two perfect people named Adam and Eve, Billy Pilgrim supposed.
This morning with a song in my soul, and I'm going to share it with you, at least the lyrics, with you right now, all right? And I'd appreciate your feedback. Just email me, revbilly@revbilly.com, and I'd love to get your impression. Here we go. The earth wants a word with you. The earth wants a word with you. I'm the stranger with the catchy tune. Hear me when you're born and again on Zoom. I'm the truth you grab when the nightmare looms. I'm your bride, I'm your bride, I'm your bride and groom. I'm the word of all the words you want in your room. The earth wants a word with you. The earth wants a word with you. The earth wants a word with you. I'm reading your lips across a crowded tomb. Your conscience, your best advice, won't arrive in the form of a sonic boom. Not a gun snuck into the screening room. It's an ecosystem coming to a neighborhood near you. My feverish glance comes through the fumes. The earth wants a word with you. The earth wants a word with you. The earth wants a word with you. Like the professor reborn as a common loon who laughs in the ruins of your beautiful view. Nature's laughing, going extinct too. The earth wants a word with you. Just a gentle whisper on the wonder wheel, like Coney Island on the moon. The earth wants a word with you. Here's the old standby clue. The way to survive is falling in love, like I'm falling in love with you. The way to save the earth at high noon, the way to save the earth is relearning to swoon. That's what the earth wants to say to you. Just a gentle whisper on the wonder wheel, like Coney Island on the moon. The earth wants a word with you. How do you like it? It's, you know, it's the kind of thing where you start writing and start writing and start writing, and then I walked in the woods and I came back and I had more in my mind, and then, well, Savitri thinks it's two songs. Well, we'll see what happens. You might hear this coming at you from the Stop Shopping Choir after a while. The earth wants a word with you.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. For the ninth straight month, Earth has obliterated global heat records, with February, the winter as a whole, and the world's oceans setting new high temperature marks, according to the European Union climate agency Copernicus. The latest record-breaking in this climate change-fueled global hot streak includes February's sea surface temperatures that eclipsed any month on record. The last month that didn't set a record for hottest month was May. Mexico City, home to nearly 22 million people, faces an acute water shortage, with many residents going days to weeks without water. The situation is described as unprecedented by the city's water system director, Rafael Carmona. Without significant rainfall, the Cuzamala system may fail by June 26th, potentially leaving the city without water until September. The sinking of a bulk carrier off Yemen after a Houthi missile attack poses grave environmental risks, as thousands of tons of fertilizer threaten to spill into the Red Sea. Leaking fuel and the chemical pollutant could harm marine life, including coral reefs, and impact coastal communities that rely on fishing for their livelihoods. The Belize-flagged Lebanese-operated Rubin Mar sank with 21,000 metric tons of ammonium phosphate sulfate fertilizer on board, according to U.S. Central Command. More than 400,000 songbirds were trapped and killed in Cyprus last autumn as part of a recent increase in wildlife crime. Organized crime networks use decoys and speakers playing birdsong to lure these small birds, including garden favorites such as robins and sparrows, to land in bushes or orchards, where they catch them with mist nets or branches covered in glue. They are then sold on the black market to restaurants to be eaten as a local dish called ambalpulia, which consists of pickled or boiled songbirds. The report by BirdLife Cyprus found that 435,000 birds were killed this way in autumn 2023. While the number caught has been trending downwards over the past decade, last year marked an increase of 90,000 from 2022. The practice of trapping songbirds for human consumption was outlawed in Cyprus in 1974, but it continues to be carried out on an industrial scale. 20 years ago, more than 2 million birds were caught like this every year, with more than 10 million killed in the 1990s. For the past century, humans have been pushing the Earth's freshwater system far beyond the stable conditions that prevailed before industrialization. A new analysis of freshwater resources across the globe shows that the updated planetary boundary for freshwater change was surpassed by the mid-20th century. Assessments of the global water cycle show that human pressures, such as dam construction, large-scale irrigation, and global warming, have altered freshwater resources to such an extent that their capacity to regulate vital ecological and climatic processes is at risk. Analysis revealed an increase in the frequency of exceptionally dry or wet conditions, deviations in stream flow and soil moisture. Dry and wet deviations have consistently occurred over substantially larger areas since the early 20th century. Overall, the global land area experiencing deviations has nearly doubled compared with pre-industrial conditions. Natural predators like birds, beetles, and bugs might be an effective alternative to pesticides, keeping crop-devouring pest populations down while boosting crop yields. Pests are responsible for around 10% or 21 million metric tons of crop losses every year, but controlling them has led to the widespread use of chemical pesticides. Researchers in Brazil, the U.S., and the Czech Republic analyzed past research on predator pest control and found that they helped reduce pest populations by more than 70%. While increasing crop yields by 25%. Researchers found that predators were more effective at pest control in regions with greater rain variability, which is expected to increase with climate change. Researchers were also surprised to find that having a single species of natural predator was as effective as having multiple species. Generally speaking, the more species there are, the better ecosystems function. The damage that pesticides cause to ecosystems and biological control is well documented, from biodiversity loss and water and soil pollution to health risks for all wildlife, including humans. Asian elephants loudly mourn and bury their dead calves. according to a new study by Indian scientists that details animal behavior reminiscent of human funeral rites. Researchers identified 5 calf burials conducted by the giant mammals in the north of India's Bengal region. They found in each case that a herd carried the deceased calf by the trunk and legs before burying it in the earth with its legs facing upward. In each case, the herd then fled the site within 40 minutes of burial and later avoided returning to the area, instead taking different parallel routes for migration. An estimated 26,000 Asian elephants live in the wild, surviving for an average of 60 to 70 years outside captivity. They are recognized as endangered by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. An orca, or killer whale, has been observed for the first time ever individually consuming a great white shark. The entire process took less than 2 minutes. The astonishing predation off the coast of Mossel Bay, South Africa, represents unprecedented behavior observed, underscoring the exceptional proficiency of the killer whale. The orca was seen carrying the shark's liver in its mouth. Strong winds spread the largest wildfire in Texas history across more than 1 million acres of rangeland in the Panhandle, the heart of the state's cattle-producing region, and then into Oklahoma. At least 2 people have died and hundreds of structures have burned. Texas livestock producers have been trying to move their cattle to safety, but in some cases they just cut the fences and let the cattle go on their own. The grasses will be able to sprout back and recover fairly quickly. Over winter, they are alive below ground, only the dead parts of the plants above ground burned. Where the vegetation burns away, the black surface will increase the soil temperature, activating perennial grasses and promoting resprouting, which speeds up their growth. Scientists have confirmed the presence of a gray whale off New England. Gray whales were hunted to extinction in the Atlantic Ocean by commercial whaling before the turn of the 18th century. There have been 5 observations of the animal in Atlantic and Mediterranean waters in the last 15 years. Due to warming temperatures, gray whales are now able to travel through the Northwest Passage in the summer. The animal's arrival off New England serves as a reminder of how quickly marine species respond to climate change, given the chance. And now the sounds of extinction, famine. The war in Sudan is triggering the world's largest hunger crisis, with more than 25 million people trapped in a spiral of food insecurity. 9 in 10 people across the country face emergency levels of hunger and are stuck in areas largely inaccessible due to relentless violence and interference by the warring parties. The war, which has also created the world's largest displacement crisis, has left 18 million people acutely food insecure in Sudan, and millions more in neighboring South Sudan and Chad. In Israeli-occupied Palestine, at least 1/4 of Gaza's population, 576,000 people, are just one step away from famine, and virtually the entire population desperately needs food. 1 in 6 children under the age of 2 in northern Gaza are suffering from acute malnutrition and wasting, where the body becomes visibly emaciated. It is thought to be the worst level of child malnutrition anywhere in the world. Famine appears to be imminent in northern Gaza. And hear the sound. I don't know what the sound of famine is. Thank you.
friend, greet me as a stranger. I have got this gratitude. I have got this gratitude. I have got this gratitude. Fall through the stars, your brave body will carry you. The beat, beat, beat of the heart, unbroken love and courage, justice and love, love and justice, courage and love. Greet us as a friend, greet us as a stranger. We have got this gratitude. We have got this gratitude. We have got this gratitude.
Kindness creates gratitude in this second person. And then the grateful person, in turn, inspires kindness. When the kind person or the grateful person make a mistake and hurt the other one, well, that previous kindness and gratitude make a mutual apology more likely, more possible. And so kindness and gratitude creates forgiveness. And forgiveness. Forgiveness encourages giving and tolerance, human flexibility, the ability to absorb and enjoy uniqueness in that second person, healthy pride in being unique. And the kindness and the gratitude are going back and forth here. And finally, intimacy. And intimacy creates kindness, gratitude, mutual apology, forgiveness, giving, tolerance, human flexibility, uniqueness, healthy pride, and finally, more intimacy, tenderness, honesty. Celebrate years of this happiness. Earth, will you?